I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council and note for the voice record that this is July the 16th, 2026, and a meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council with a quorum in attendance. We have four of us here. We have our city administrator and her assistant and our city attorney and three members of the public. Do we have a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Thank you, Skip. Do we hear a second?
I second the motion.
Bill Lacey seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. There are no public hearings tonight. On the consent agenda tonight, we have the minutes of the June 18th City Council meeting and the work session prior to that, the financial statements from May 2026 unaudited, and the audit report for all of 2025's financial statement. And I would like to call upon Bill Lacey to speak briefly about the results that he heard in meeting with me and Lee and our outside city auditor from Malden and Jenkins.
Yes, we had a meeting this week, and the auditor happened to be a young man who actually grew up in Berkeley Lake. So he was coming back home. It was quite nice. And we spent probably half an hour going over the audit of 2025. And I don't want to overstate, but he had glowing statements to make about the way our city is being managed, the financial side, and he couldn't say enough good things about Lee and the way she was able to keep things together and in an orderly way and making sure that we have the proper, I guess safeguards in place would be a good word. And anyway, it was a glowing report.
It was. He declared himself to be shocked at how well run the city's finances are. And that's not the first time I've heard that. We've had other auditors in the past who said the same thing. And most cities get a report that describes things they need to do better or things they need to change. And he had no suggestions for us at all, just compliments. And I wanted our city to know that and to thank Lee again for being the chief architect of our day-to-day financial life. And John Pendleton, who is our city treasurer, the members of our city citizen finance committee, and Bill Lacey is the city council member that I have appointed to be the liaison to that group. So all of those people together provide an unusual, the guy kept saying unusual over and over, an unusual degree of transparency and good management for our city financially. And that's significant, I think, to all of us. Okay, do I hear a motion regarding these four things on the consent agenda?
I move we make a motion to approve all the items on the consent agreement.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Bill Lyons moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about the old business that's on the agenda?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just going to reiterate comments that I've made before about this, just by way of some history. The Planning and Zoning Commission considered this request to create a C2 general business district at their April meeting. After much discussion, the commission recommended approval and asked staff to try to create an amendment that would follow TSW's recommendations for the C2 district proposed in the draft Unified Development Ordinance. Unfortunately, when staff compared the applicant's proposal to the draft UDO, it became clear that there is no separate, discrete set of C2 district regulations in the draft UDO. There is no single section that can be transplanted into the city's current zoning ordinance. Regulations pertaining to the C2 district are woven throughout the UDO. Staff has recommended denial of this request to create a C2 district outside of and in advance of the UDO because the UDO is the avenue by which the new C2 district should be created to ensure the C2 regulations that are adopted are comprehensive and vetted through the UDO public process. The proposed ordinance to amend the current zoning ordinance to create a C2 district is up for adoption. I will note that we received an email this afternoon that seemed to indicate from the applicant that I'm not sure that he is interested in pursuing this. I think you all were copied on that email, but I understand that we need to move forward with some kind of disposition, some kind of vote tonight.
Okay. Do I hear a motion in response to that?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to deny O-26-262, an ordinance to amend Chapter 78 zoning to add a new C2 general business district in Article 10 commercial use district.
Do we hear a second?
I second.
Rebecca moves, Bill Lyon seconds. Any discussion?
Yes. I would like to put some things on the public record. This applicant sent us all an email after our May council meeting, and in June, I sent a response back that all of you were copied on as well, and I'd like to repeat a few key points. I don't believe the applicant's earnestness to start the project should precede the extensive planning process the city started and is in the final phase to completion. The applicant knowingly took a risk when choosing to buy the property on PIB. The applicant knew that a previous rezoning request had been denied after the previous applicant spent about 6 months meeting with P&Z and finally requested a rezoning from the City Council, a zone that we had defined and was in our current ordinance. The applicant knew this property has always been problematic. The previous owner was foreclosed on, and the property had been owned by the bank for around 15 years. The applicant was aware the city was engaging a consulting firm to work with us on creating a new unified development ordinance to help us plan for the future redevelopment of the Berkeley Lake Commercial District. This is not a process to be taken lightly and involves a lot of public input at various points in the process. The process of revamping a dated development ordinance needs to be well thought out. Moreover, creating new zoning classifications creates an additional layer of complication and requires an additional level of thoughtfulness. What we are currently doing is planning for the future character of the city of Berkeley Lake. Currently, our commercial district does not reflect the upscale character of our residential district. We need to get this into alignment, and it is a process that will not and cannot happen overnight. It must be planned. This city and the properties contained within it will be here long after we are all gone. The planning we do today is taking the long view for tomorrow. What the applicant wants to do with the property today may be perfectly fine, but what about the next owner and what they want to do with it? The city was being asked to create a zone for immediate use that would be obsolete and non-conforming once the final UDO is adopted. This means that out of the gate, we would have recently rezoned a property that is non-conforming and must be grandfathered. Also, by creating this new zone preemptively, that zone would then become available to rezone other properties. We could not show preferential treatment to the current request and then deny another request that might be just as valid. I believe the Planning and Zoning Committee did a disservice to the applicant and the city by directing staff to create a C2 zone outside the bigger UDO project to satisfy a short-term desire. In the UDO, each defined zone references other guidelines within the ordinance. The city council has ethics standards they must uphold. This includes not showing favoritism to one citizen or property owner or business owner over another. It means not making exceptions unless they have been made through the issuance of a variance. It is immaterial that the applicant is a City of Berkeley Lakes citizen that happens to own a property in our commercial district and that the applicant plans to live in Berkeley Lake for the long term. Additionally, the hard dollars and the soft dollar impact the applicant wanted to present again is immaterial to how council should make a decision regarding the creation of a new zone and subsequent rezoning request, especially since the applicant wanted to do this in front of the soon-to-be completed UDO. While the applicant created a proposed C2 zoning document, it is problematic in several ways and does not fit what is currently being written in the draft UDO. Since we are so close to completing the UDO, it is prudent that City Council vote against this proposal, this proposed ordinance change, and focus their efforts on reviewing and providing input on the UDO draft at hand.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor that has been moved and seconded to deny this request, this requested amendment. Are there any other comments that anybody wants to make? Okay, then all in favor of the motion to deny?
I'm abstaining.
All opposed? You got to vote one way or the other.
Then I'm for it, I guess, but.
Okay, the motion is to deny this. Do we, y'all have a vote?
I voted that way.
You voted that way, okay. Yeah. So it's unanimous to deny. Okay, got it, sorry. All right, new business, the 2025 stormwater project. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. This change order closes out the 2025 stormwater project performed by Cajun Construction. The final project cost was $18,517 less than the contract price. Staff asks that you accept this change order to close out the project.
Okay, do I hear a motion in that regard?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the final project closeout change order for the 2025 CIPP stormwater project.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
Rebecca moves, Bill Lyons seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. Any public comments here? No? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay, Bill Lacey moves and Skip seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous, and we are adjourned.